Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
The FTC says a natural foods takeover isn't healthy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Natural foods retailer Whole Foods plans to take over its rival, Wild Oats. But the Federal Trade Commission has concerns. It thinks the deal would reduce competition and raise prices. The Wall Street Journal reports the FTC found evidence that Whole Foods saw the deal as a way to eliminate its main rival in dozens of cities. So the commission plans to file a lawsuit, perhaps as early as today, in order to block that merger. Shanghai closed up today, but Asian markets were mixed. In Tokyo, the Nikkei slipped 12 points. In Europe, markets are down in early trading. Down was also the direction Wall Street took yesterday. Comments by Fed Chairman Bernanke took the air out of the market. The Dow tumbled 80 points to 13,595. The Nasdaq gave up 7 points. It opens today at 2611. And the S&P fell 8 points to 1530. The Dow Jones Company owns the Wall Street Journal, which Rupert Murdoch wants to buy. Earlier this week, he met with the Bancroft family, which controls the company, and called that meeting productive. However, a lot of workers at Dow Jones don't want to see Murdoch take over their company. So yesterday, a union, which represents about a quarter of the employees, reached out to billionaire Ron Burkle. They want someone other than Murdoch to bid for the company. The union also sent a letter to billionaire Warren Buffett. However, other offers are considered a bit of a long shot since Murdoch's bid was so much larger than the level the stock had been trading at. China has announced a major plan to tackle food and medicine safety. This comes following a number of scandals. Last week, the head of the nation's Food and Drug Administration was sentenced to death for taking bribes from drug companies. China is sensitive about its international image as it prepares for the Olympics in Beijing next summer. I asked Marketplace Shanghai correspondent Scott Tong about this new program.
Well, the announcement came from the State Council, which is China's cabinet, and the plan sets a lot of goals for what China's going to accomplish as far as inspecting food and drugs, everything from how they're going to check livestock, recall procedures, drug inspections, the supply chains. In the end, they're trying to improve the safety of food and drugs sold in China and obviously exported from China.
The scope and depth of this program is pretty unprecedented, isn't it?
It is as far as the goals that the government is setting here. What seems to be clear is there is a lot of anxiety on the domestic front and the foreign front. Now, here in China, there have been deaths of babies because of substandard milk powder. There have been deaths of grown-ups because of antibiotics that turned out to not be what was advertised. So there's a lot of domestic pressure that's been happening way before this international crisis. And of course, almost every day brings another piece of bad news for China. Today in Singapore, they announced they're not going to import certain kinds of Chinese toothpaste. So the sense that there is a growing amount of international concern is definitely on the minds of China's regulators.
Scott Tong is a marketplace correspondent in Shanghai. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
Imagine a store that created its own theme park. Well, that's what L.L. Bean wants to do. Actually, it would be more like an adventure center on 700 acres near the company's store in Freeport, Maine. Visitors could try their hand at things ranging from biking and archery to kayaking and snowshoeing. It's a little different, but L.L. Bean sees it as a way to drive sales and attract tourists. The company is looking for hotel developers who might be interested in the project.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting Waitress, a comedy about a diner waitress who finds inspiration in motherhood, friendship, and pies, in select theaters now. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Rising fuel prices create problems for everyone, but they're especially troubling in Alaska, which has more pilots per capita than any other state. Air taxis take groceries, mail, and dentists to rural villages, and tourists to remote fishing holes. They also fly heart attack victims to out-of-state cardiologists. Now, users and owners of these small aircraft are worried about an FAA funding measure moving through Congress. It will cause fuel taxes for small aircraft to more than triple. Reporter Weld Royal spoke with some Alaskan pilots who fear that if this measure becomes law, they won't survive.
In Juneau, companies providing cab service in the sky outnumber those using the road. This canary yellow taxi is a float plane from the 1950s. It's taking mail, freight, and a couple of pizzas to the tiny town of Pelican.
Yeah. It takes 24-hour delivery, but we can get it there.
Oh, people buy the pizzas and they just deliver them. We'll freeze them for them, but yeah, they'll bring it by and we can get it out there whenever we have a chance.
In Alaska, planes handle a lot more than just fast food. They're a key link to medical care. People use them to commute to college classes and to work. Dave Palmer manages Juneau International Airport and owns a Cessna. He says the FAA proposal would reduce regulatory costs for major airlines and increase them for small plane operators. Palmer says that's unfair because pilots like him require few FAA services.
I fly around here at 1,000 feet above sea level. I file a flight plan and check the weather, and that's the contact I have with the FAA. I don't file instrument flight rules. I don't have flight following. There's no air traffic control radar.
The FAA says it needs the money to pay for a new satellite-based air traffic control system it calls NextGen. Dan Elwell is with the FAA. He says NextGen will become crucial as air traffic increases and everybody needs to pay their fair share.
2006 was the most delay-filled year on record. 2007 will be more delay-ridden than 2006, and it will go that way up until, without NextGen, up until about 2015, at which point there will be areas of the country that will be in virtual gridlock.
Still, many Alaska pilots say costs are already really high and the new fees would threaten their way of life and business. In Juneau, I'm Weld Royal for Marketplace.
Won't cost you anything extra if you want to hear Marketplace show again. That's because we're podcasting. Just visit our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.